This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wasn't going to do this, but I kind of listened with a lot of curiosity of what was just talked about in the last segment that Tommy Tucker had in talking to the IG, Kim Chatelaine, and talking to former Representative Joe Marino. As it relates to this project in Gretna. It just seems to me that the issuance of the letter that was provided by the IG was really uncalled for. I don't think it's something that an IG should be engaging in. This project's been going on for 3 years, and on the eve of a groundbreaking ceremony, we're going to break with a letter that's really based with a lot of conjecture. They had not had any interviews. They had not really conducted an investigation. They said they were going to conduct an investigation. Well, what have you been waiting for? That's my big question. This has been going on. You're paid a lot of money. You have a staff. You know this is going on. There were a multitude of votes that had happened before the Jefferson Parish Council. It was no secret. It's just interesting at the very last moment that we try to delay something that's been talked about openly and transparently. And when I read the letter, obviously it sounds to me like we didn't even recognize that this was a CMAR, Construction Management at Risk project. I know that Councilwoman Jennifer Van Ranken is aware of that. I think she even attempted one in Fat City that failed. There are a number of procedures that you have to go through relative to a CMAR that is a lot more probative than just a public bid. And the risk is on the contractor, the construction person. Construction management at risk. So you have a ceiling price that if you don't deliver the project within that ceiling price, it's on the contractor. It's a great way to protect the taxpayers. Haven't heard that mentioned one time, which I find strange. There are a number of big projects that have gone on, not only here in the state of Louisiana, and it has its own area of law that governs it. So this is not some exotic scheme that hadn't been tried and tested. It's done in a lot of forward-leaning states. It's been very successful in bringing this about. It is a more complicated situation that is set up, much more than just a public bid, and a lot more safeguards, quite frankly. And anybody that's ever been involved with that would say that to you. So I kind of look at it from that perspective and say, well, if you don't have an understanding of that, or if you did, and you still believe that it warranted this letter, you obviously didn't look into it even further to see what was actually done from the facility standpoint because of the monies that were appropriated by the state legislature in the state of Louisiana. They have oversight, right? You have monies coming from the parish. They have oversight. You have Gretna officials involved in this, all of these players have oversight by the legislative auditor. So, but when you read this, you almost are led to believe that this whole process is devoid of any oversight. And how you issue a letter without talking to at least one person who might have been in the know, and the one person who actually started the process for the capital outlay for this, as it relates to the state dollars, because without the state dollars, this was never going to happen, right? Was Representative Joe Marino. If you'd have started right there and just talked to him, he could have laid everything out as to the inception of the project, why things were set up the way they are, and everything else. Now, we might have a disagreement as to who sits on what governing board in this arrangement that's out there. And if you want, if that's your rub, then make that your rub. But don't make it where you're going to poo-poo on the entire project and try and get people to believe that there's fraud and abuse there, but you are not able to point to anything that suspects it. You may believe that, it's not a good deal. Others may believe that it is a good deal. You have two economic development arms that have looked at the deal and said it makes sense. And it makes sense because they have actually engaged in those types of deals before. And they know the CMAR process, and they know the economic development oomph that some of these projects take on and the necessity of certain things to happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, what I also find disingenuous that's being promulgated and promoted out there is that they're not aware of any other projects within Jefferson Parish that might be similar in nature. Well, you need to go look again. It's not my place to go tell you what it is. You might want to go run an inventory, because there are several. There are several that I'm aware of. And if I'm aware of it, it's a damn shame that you're not aware of it. So I would go look. And maybe you don't want to go look because you don't want to shine any light on these other projects that are out there because there may be somebody you like or otherwise. I don't know. I don't know what the motivation is. But the fact of the matter is they're out there. The fact of the matter is that there's one that occurred in Fat City that did not go well, and the parish had to pay money. Because all the I's were not dotted and the T's were not crossed. And what I find very suspicious is that it would seem to me that when you listen to the manner in which the IG has outlined her duties, her obligations as the IG, that you would have already begun an investigation into that project in order to provide the framework and outline of what not to do in a deal so the parish does not get in the position that it found itself in that deal, which ultimately cost the parish millions of dollars. Now, in fact, when it's brought up, what they say is, oh, well, that's just the Gretna people trying to deflect. It's not a question of deflecting. I mean, if you're going to look at a deal that hasn't even been brought to fruition yet totally, you have one that blew up in the process of getting to fruition. It makes perfect sense. And anyone with a half a lick of common sense would tell you, we might want to go look and probe a little bit as to what went wrong and why in the other deal, and why it ended up costing the parish money, where they had to pay a private citizen money, your taxpayer dollars, money, because something went awry. The value of an IG is not necessarily gotcha. The value of an IG is a little bit a combination of what an internal auditor does and otherwise, the legislative auditor as well, is to bring forth observations that you have looked at about risk with the construct of certain deals. Plain and simple. And if we remind ourselves of that, as opposed to running around flashing badges and threatening subpoenas and this, that, and everything else, and failing to read people their rights on many occasions, which was experiences that I had with the IG, not understanding their role in compromising other criminal cases that were being conducted by other law enforcement agencies because they were willy-nilly running around the streets, and gain a better understanding of what they should be doing. we would all be better served. All be better served. Because the best way that you serve the constituents of Jefferson Parish is to make sure that you empower the folks engaged in governance with current, valid, relevant information when you're assessing risk. And obviously, some of these people had to go and assess risk. You may not like the manner in which they assess risk, and if that's the case, then make that point. But don't engage in conjecture. Get the data together and figure out where it is, and then articulate that position. But this whole thing about trying to put people on a defensive about something and they're not able to really respond to what you're trying to say because they're not clear as to what it actually is that you're trying to say. Because as I was listening to two conversations just now, they were light years apart from one another as to what was being put forward. That's really a shame for the taxpayers of Jefferson Parish. And it's why in Jefferson Parish, people have had the confidence, because these are the kind of things that are worked out by communicating, doing your due diligence, and everything else, getting all of that hammered down, what it is, where it is, why it is, before we start on a letter-writing campaign and engaging in intentionality about accusations. Not a healthy process at all. Everyone should take a deep breath and start over. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.